let's just go back a year from now and listen to a little bit of audio from this show. In fact, I'm looking at a text message, and if we just sort of look back to where we've been and how far we've come, 217 says, John, looking back to last spring, on the day the Blue Angels made a flyover to honor medical workers, it was even exciting for radio listeners hundreds of miles away. We talked about that as we looked out our window here. Remember that? They flew over the city. Air and water shows were canceled everywhere, but they were still doing honorary flyovers. It was thrilling, but that passed for thrilling. In fact, this is what passed for sports coverage last year. Remember, not only were there nobody in the stadiums, there was nobody at all. They weren't playing the games in the very first throes of the pandemic. In the spring, you didn't have baseball. Basketball was shut down mid-tournament. You couldn't go to restaurants. You couldn't go to bars. Movie theaters shut down, plays. I mean, it was really just a very weird place. So as frustrated as you and I can be about the coming back and the pace of it all, I think it's almost helpful to think, wow, how weird was it when we were visiting last year, a week and a year ago today, with Greg Woods, the commentator of Marble One Racing. And this is where they would take a big plastic track and they would put marbles on there, and then the marbles would race down the track and then eventually be carried up by a conveyor belt to the top of the track, and they would go around and around and around. This had existed pre-pandemic on YouTube. People got marbles and raced them, and it was kind of fun. Maybe your kid has a toy like that. But it also took on somewhat of a following. And then this guy started to do play-by-play of it, and that's why we called Greg Woods.
It is astounding to think just how broad this has gotten in the last few days. I still can't believe it. It all started with marbles rolling down a hill on a trench that was dug out in this hill, and it has evolved since then into a multitude of different types of competitions, and now it is this whole phenomenon that has online communities and fan bases, and I play a part in that because a few years ago I decided to pull one of those videos and commentate it like it was a Formula One race just for the heck of it.
It's Orangen with a huge lead over Bolt, Momo, only in fourth place over Lime and Hive, Rojo Uno, and Rapidly, who is our leader in the individual championship, comes in eighth. Bolt out in front ahead of Yellup, but those two switch spots for second.
So we're watching as the marbles race around the track, obviously.
They fight, the better it is for Orangen, whose lead continues to build up front. A train developing, though, through this twisty serpentine bit in the upper part of the course as they head on to the backstretch. Yellup into second place, got by Bolt, who is now having a little bit of trouble with Momo. Also watch Hive back in fifth. Is anybody going to take that pit lane? We have our first taker who goes to the outside. That may not be the quickest way around this course.
That's the audio of the play-by-play that you see on YouTube of the marbles racing around the track. The guy gives him names. I actually feel a little sad when I hear that. Nostalgic's not the right word, but it takes me back to a really troubled space. And then I juxtapose that feeling with where we are today, and that makes me feel pretty good. Greg Woods is on a phone line, and he's that guy we met last year. Hi, Greg. How are you again?
I'm doing great, John. Awesome to talk to you again.
Pardon my waxing nostalgic or whatever I'm doing here, but I was just thinking about what life was like a year ago, and then I remembered you. How have you been?
I've been doing well. I've been fortunate and am still doing the marble races, but more importantly, still staying healthy, and most of the people in my life have been as well. And I think you're absolutely right. It is a very interesting lens through which we look to go back to where we were a year ago, thinking about marble racing and its role in sports and the uncertainty of what it was going to be over the next year. So it's great to be here a year later talking about it.
You peaked as an internet star of sorts. Do you still have a following? Are people still watching marbles race down a plastic track?
Not just a plastic track, but in trenches built out of snow in an artificial snow hill indoors in the Netherlands. We had the Marble League. We actually had John Oliver from HBO step up and sponsor our entire Marble League not too long after you and I spoke. Now, you fast forward to this year, we have, I want to say we're sitting at 1.3 million subscribers, and we have over 120 million views on the channel so far.
So life is still good for
the marbles are still rolling. The competitions are still going on. We branched out in some ways. We did some promotional stuff. We actually teamed up with Formula E, which is one of the FIA-sponsored racing series worldwide, and we did a Marbula E version, where the actual commentator from Formula E teamed up with myself, and we commentated a series of, I guess you would call it, electric marble races, even though there wasn't much electricity involved. So, yeah, it's still going.
Be interesting if a Lewis Hamilton would step up and sponsor a marble.
That would be fantastic. I mean, we do have some equivalents that have been racing in the series. I think some would say that there are a couple of marbles who would lay claim to the greatest of all time. So I'm open to that debate.
Well, I don't want to talk marble racing with you that much, and yet now I find myself doing that. Are the marbles all weighted equally, or do some marbles have an inherent advantage?
I think some of the advantage comes from their own determination, if you want to jump into that world. But I will say in general, all of the marbles are the same diameter that run in the different series. I mean, some series have different diameters than others, but the individual competitors are identical in size.
And
so
weight?
We try to eliminate those.
And weight? Are they the same weight?
I believe so, yeah. I'm not the one that weighs them, but Yella takes great care to make sure that even though they're from different manufacturers where he sources them, that they are equal in competition.
Yella's the Scandinavian owner of this league. I don't even know what I just said. And so are the marbles, they're just marbles that they put on the track. It's not like I'd say, hey, I want you to race my marble. Here's my marble. Let's see how my marble does. Could I send in a marble and have it race?
In the early days, you probably could have. Yella now has a marble museum, and I can't even fathom how many hundreds of thousands of marbles he has, but he does frequently reach out to the fans to see what new teams do they want? What do they want to call the new teams? So he gets a lot of fan input, and sometimes that leads to colorful marbles that are being selected or ones of a certain color or it's a certain backstory.
Backstory. When's the next race, Greg?
So actually there's one coming out today that is the kind of the vintage one that you heard me talk about in that recorded segment. It goes back to the Sand Marble Rally, where they're rolling down a sand hill. But in this case, as I mentioned, he went to Snow World, which is some indoor ski place over in the Netherlands, and filmed a snow marble rally. So it's in the middle of the Sand Marble Rally season, but it's a couple of races on snow.
How do people watch these? Just go to YouTube and type in something?
You can. You can type in Yella's Marble Runs, which is J-E-L-L-E-S. So Jella's or Yella's Marble Runs, and you should be able to find them.
Are you still involved in the same business you were in? As I recall, we talked a little bit off the air last time about the work you do, and it's not broadcasting or marbles.
That's very true. It is a very different field. So for those who aren't familiar, I've been working for the last 5 years in Alzheimer's. And right now, so I have changed just slightly. I'm working with our state's public health department to lead their Alzheimer's program, to figure out what our state plan is going to be moving forward and how we can continue to help people who are affected by this disease.
In Iowa?
Yes, correct.
Imagine that. This is the way the world is knitted together. So the guy who's in charge of helping Iowans manage Alzheimer's is an international star doing marbles for people in Europe.
And I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but yeah, the gist of it.
And the amount of care you put into the description is very much appreciated. Greg, continue your work both in Iowa and abroad. And if we can do something for you down the road, let us know, okay?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for talking about this, and especially back then, too, when people needed something to focus on or to get that energy out or to fill that void, you know, whatever it was in the absence of sports or normality, I think this helped to fill that role, and it is awesome to have played any part in that.
You sure did. You really did. I mean, that's the other thing. I should be saying thank you, because you really were that for me for a few weeks there, a really nice and comical / serious distraction. And just one more time, and when I think about where I was mentally and emotionally then and where I am today, I feel a lot better. I don't feel 100% right now. I still feel a little wobbly in my bearing, but that was bizarre back then, and you were a helpful voice, Greg.
Well, I really do appreciate that. We're all kind of in this together, and we're getting toward the end of it, and that's been exciting. It's been interesting, and the ride that we took to get there has been equally as baffling and unbelievable.
Greg Woods, okay, you're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Yelly, J-E-L-L-E-S, Marble Racing, is that it?
Yep, that'll get you there. Marble Runs, Marble Racing, Marbula One, Marble League, whatever you'll probably find us.
Nice to talk to you, Greg. Stay well.
Thank you so much. You too.